Very honestly, I struggle to make any sense of this novel. There are a million things going on, and while I could make sense of bits and pieces, I had an immensely difficult time bringing any coherent interpretation to the disparate parts. So here, after hours of trying to figure something out, I tender a proposition, one way that I have come to read the novel. The novel ends with Misha declaring his love for Rowena and resolving to return to her in New York City by any means necessary. I think it is only natural to make sense of this strange ending by examining Misha's initial encounter with Rowena at the titty bar, and that's why I've chosen the particular passage that I read. So here's the question. To whom does Misha return at the end of the novel? Who is this character Rowena? From the passage I read, we learn that she is a poor, uneducated girl of mixed ancestry and mixed beliefs. What are her goals in life? Well, when she first enters Misha's outsized loft, she exclaims, "I think I finally made it." So I conclude, Rowena is after material comforts. That is as simple as it gets. She is after the good life, being a part of middle-class America. Misha and Rowena make a most unlikely pair. Misha is Russian, Jewish, the son of beloved Papa, the son of the 1,238th richest man in Russia. He is as defined, as easily categorized as any person can be. But what is he after in life? He has no idea whatsoever. All Misha knows is that he bears the deformity of his ancestry. In the theological discussion between Rowena and Max, Rowena reveals an unabashedly pragmatic approach to issues of religion. Misha can only respond by crying tears of happiness because here he is presented with a character unburdened by any kind of legacy similar to his own. It is a liberating moment for Misha. Rowena not only embraces Misha's intimidating size, but accepts the deformity of his penis into her mouth. She presents to Misha the essence of America, a no-questions-asked respect for the dollar sign, despicable, but unfortunately and ultimately enviable. Only in America could these two consummate and sustain a relationship that so blatantly flies in the face of class, race, and aesthetic expectations. But the no-questions-asked respect for the dollar sign in America is somehow to be distinguished from the logic of Russian oligarchy or Russian cowboy capitalism. Because in Russia, Misha can only be known as his father's son. Everywhere he goes, he is haunted by others' knowledge of his family history. Weinberg, Weinberg, Weinberg. That is how Misha is known. He is nothing more than an extension of his father. In the US, he can be Snack Daddy or even Jumbo. And in the US, there is the same security, the same assurances of not being murdered by some political thug that Chip finds after returning from Lithuania in Franzen's The Corrections. The novel is framed as Misha's plea to the generals of the Immigration and Naturalization Service to grant him entry into the United States, back to New York. This plea comes after the fact, which is to say that Misha's desire to return to the US comes after experiencing the tribulations of Absurdistan, after the prospect of life in Brussels looms imminently, after the illusory promises of capitalism and freedom have been so dashed by Nana's father and Scrod. So there must be something about America after all. Democracy is never defined or discussed. It is simply thrown around in the novel as the third world ticket to prosperity and media recognition. Capitalism, in Absurdistan, is revealed as a sham, utterly debilitating for the underprivileged and grossly generous to the already wealthy and powerful. Furthermore, the supposed culture of tolerance that America so champions, flying the banner of multiculturalism, is caricatured in Misha's being the Minister of Multicultural Affairs, but being also so singularly intolerant that he refuses to sit with a Hasid that refuses to eat common airplane food that has no proof of being kosher. So, as a way of summing up, this is what Steingart's novel reveals for me. democracy as commodified beyond recognition, almost unknowable, multiculturalism as a dubious endeavor, hypocritically militant in its intolerance of the intolerant, and the commercial culture of image and ignorance in America as laughable and lamentable and detrimental to developing nations. But in the final analysis, Misha can stroll the streets of New York as a step motherfucker and still find a way to be respected. He can love and live with Rowena, the antithesis of his very being, only in America. It's morally confusing, definitely, but I suppose it is not a bad way to go if there must be a way to go. I still have tons of unresolved questions. For example, what is the significance of the novel's dating? Why can't the Western-looking and New York-bound character of Nana suffice as Misha's lover at the end of the novel? I hope to discuss my podcast and these further questions tomorrow during seminar. Thank you.